And you'll be turning to the book of Daniel, chapter number 3. Chapter number 3, very familiar scripture. Amen. Verse number 20 said, he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. And these three men were bound in their coats, their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace was exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and arose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the furnace? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. And they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God.
Yes.
Verse 26 said, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. That's all I'm going to read. I want you to look at verse number 24 with me. And then King Nebuchadnezzar, the king, was astonished and rose up in haste. I want you to notice that. And rose up in haste.
Yeah.
And said unto the counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And they answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire.
Yes, God.
They have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Would you stretch your hand this way and ask the Holy Ghost to anoint me, Lord? I praise you.
Oh, yes, God.
God, I love you. I thank you for this group of believers here. I thank you for what's been said and done for your honor and glory already.
Sweet Holy Ghost.
God, I pray you to anoint me. Stand beside me, Lord. Help me to preach. God, to help
me. Hallelujah.
Lord, we need you to reach out tonight. Touch hearts, touch lives, draw us into this altar. Lord, I don't want to preach tonight. Would you anoint me with the Holy Ghost to preach? I'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. I thought, I know that we've heard this story, no doubt, time and time again. And I thought just a little while back, I was reading through these scriptures as, you know, as Bible readers do. And I thought it's amazing sometimes how that we read over and over the Word of God. But how many knows that this Word of God is alive, ain't it?
Right.
Amen. It's amazing to me how that God will bring things out in His Word to us. I thought, you know, there's sometimes where I preach so much, I just say, Lord, what am I going to preach tonight that I haven't preached? And I thought Bill Houston said one time, he said, Lord, he said, I've done preached everything in the Bible. What do you want me to preach? And he said, the Holy Ghost spoke to him and said, you see that speck up there on the wall? And Bill Houston said, I looked up and seen the speck. And he said that God spoke to me and said, that's about how much of my word that you preach. Amen. I want you to know it takes the anointing of this, amen, Word of God to bring it alive. And I know that tonight. And I thought, amen, here as we look into this word, these Hebrew boys had been thrown into the midst of this burning fiery furnace. And I noticed here in verse number 13, amen, when they told King Nebuchadnezzar, amen, the Bible said he got angry in his rage and his fury, and he commanded that the boys be brought up before him. And I thought, here he threatens them, amen, and they answer him and said, Amen. You know the story. He threatens them. Amen. Said, now listen, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. I heard that we play the sound of the psaltery, the harp, the dulcimer. Amen. The flute, the cornet. Amen. Nevertheless, you know the sound of the music. And he let them boys know. He said, listen, I heard it when I played it, you didn't bow. And I made a decree. Amen. I made a law. Amen. That everybody that does not bow down, amen, to this image, at the sound of the music, amen, I'm going to cast them into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. I thought so, amen, those Hebrew boys, amen, I like what they said, amen, I thought they didn't even give him a chance there, amen, to play the music again. Nowhere do we read where that they play the sound of the music again. I'm telling you, I believe tonight, amen, that when they answered that king, and they told that king, listen, O king, we're not going to bow. We're not going to bow down to this image that you set up. I'm telling you, if I ever heard that thing today, like that these children, amen, in this day, I'm telling you, Babylon was a wicked place. It was a wicked land. I'm telling you today, I think some of the things going on in America, amen, would probably make Babylon blush. Amen. I'm telling you, they're ordaining homosexuals, amen, to preach in our pulpits. Amen. They're marrying them. I'm telling you, I know they can get their certificate online. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, when I got ordained, I believe you ought to be ordained by a man of God, by a pastor. I'm telling you, you can get your certificate online if you want to. I believe there's a higher calling that ordains and calls the minister than just a certificate online. And I believe there's some guidelines that God requires for you to be a preacher, to be a deacon in the house of God. Now, I know that may not be popular nowadays, and I don't know why I'm saying what I'm saying right now, but I'm telling you, I ain't nowhere in my notes. Amen. But I'm telling you, if I've ever heard, amen, in this day, I'm telling you, they call it hate speech. Hallelujah. They call it a lot of things. Hallelujah. Like we're being mean, that we're being prideful. Hallelujah. That we're being arrogant because we preach on sin. I'm just going to tell you right now, when those eastern skies split, brother, there ain't going to be no sin entering that land. It's going to be those that pure in heart and made their garments white through and by the blood of the Lamb. I'm telling you, they're trying to get us to do like these children. Amen. In this day, they were trying to get them to bow down. Amen. To this image. I'm telling you, they're pushing the gay rights, the transgenders. They're trying to get the church backed up in a corner. And all along, they're saying, bow down and worship this image that we've set up. I'm telling you, I want to be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I know, amen, there was just three of them. And I know a lot of people have different opinions here. That one was over here, one was way over there, and one was here. I don't know if they were together. I can't prove it by the word of God. But I can tell you this. Shadrach stood for what was right, and Meshach and Abednego stood also. And I'm telling you, when they stood, the Bible said it done something. It made old King Nebuchadnezzar mad. And more mad, it said his rage and his fury got so bad. Amen. That something happened. His countenance changed upon his face. I'm telling you, I've seen it nowadays, just trying to tell people what's right and what's wrong.
You can't even have a civil conversation. People get mad and upset when you preach the truth. And I'm telling you what I feel like coming and telling you tonight what I feel like preaching on. Amen. I want to preach tonight. Hallelujah. Oh my, devil, it's not the end. You better look again. Hallelujah. And I want somebody to know. Amen. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were through in that furnace. Hallelujah. That old King Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and in his fury, he commanded them, boys, stick with me. I'm going somewhere. I ain't going to preach long, I don't think. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, he commanded in his rage and his fury. He said, go and you turn that furnace up. But when you turn it up, don't just turn it up a little bit. You turn it up 1 in 7 times hotter than it's ever been before. And I'm telling you, amen, they brought them boys. Hallelujah. When they would not bow, they said, oh, King, we're not careful to answer you in this matter. Amen. You see, their heart was made up. I've seen a lot of backing down and a lot of yellow bellies in this day and hour. I'm telling you, brother, there's a lot that ain't going to stand and preach the truth. I thank God in this last day there's some people that's going to preach holiness. Amen. I'm telling you tonight, I feel like preaching. Hallelujah. There's some people going to preach the truth no matter what comes our way. No matter if death is looking us in the face. But go ahead, King. You do what you got to do. You turn the furnace up. I'm telling you, Brother Mike, what I feel like tonight. That's an attack on your ministry. I'm telling you, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. I feel like telling you, brother, you ain't the only one under attack. Hallelujah. It's everywhere nowadays. It's not just the lay member. It's our pastors. It's the lay member preachers. Amen. We're under attack. Hell's a fighting. And it's wanting us to bow down. Amen. To the enemy. Amen. And to this worldly way. But I thank God there's some that's going to stand in this hour. And we're not going to declare that the only way is Jesus. And I'm telling you, there is a old fashioned way. And I'm going to ask for the old path. And I'm going to walk in it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Come on, let me just get away. I kind of hear from my notes and preach this for a little while. All right. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, amen, they brought him up there, brother. Amen. They cast him in the midst of that furnace. Hallelujah. The Bible said, I'm telling you, I didn't realize this. This is where I got this message from. I read this. But he didn't just command anybody to throw him in the midst of that furnace. The Bible said he got his most mighty men when he called them. When they cast them in the midst of that furnace, amen, the Bible said it slew, the flame slew those men that cast them in. Can I tell you, it didn't even affect old King Nebuchadnezzar. You know what King Nebuchadnezzar done? This is what I found the other day in the Bible, okay? I'm going to tell you what King Nebuchadnezzar done. He went over and he sat down.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
How you know he sat down?
Yeah.
Because the Bible said that when he slipped over there in the midst of that furnace, he rose up. I'm telling you, I come to preach to you. It's not the end. You better look again, devil. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, he rose up. And when he rose up, he started telling those men, he said, hey, did we not cast 3 men and they were bound? In the midst of that fiery furnace, those men asked him, those men answered him, they said, it's true, O King, we did cast 3 men in the midst of that furnace. You You know what? King Nebuchadnezzar said when he rose up, hallelujah, this is what he said. He said, well, lo, he said, I see poor, and they're loose, and they're walking around. I'm telling you tonight what I felt like with a surety in my heart. Hallelujah, you know what I feel like, sis? You may have been bound with a little bit of sickness, whatever was a bothering you, but 5 nights in a row, you've been able to come. You know what I feel like telling the devil? You thought you had her. You thought you had her bound up by that affliction. You thought you had her bound up. I'll tell you what I'd like to make the devil do tonight. I'd like to make the devil have to take a double take and look over there. Because I'll tell you what I seen the other night. I seen her cutting a rug as the Holy Ghost was moving on her. I'm telling you tonight, I don't know what you came in here with and what you're bound by, but I'm telling you tonight, I'd like for the devil to have to take another look at what God has brought us through.
Yes, yes.
Lift your hands and magnify God.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Yeah, God.
I'm telling you tonight, amen. Hallelujah. What, amen, furnace is he trying to put on you? How much heat is he trying to turn up on you? I'm telling you, the devil's trying to turn up the heat.
Yeah.
Amen, but I'm telling you, I believe, amen. I'll just tell you how I kind of feel about it. I'm going to try to be quick. I really am. I'll just tell you how I kind of feel about it, Brother Mike. I just kind of feel like, amen, old King Nebuchadnezzar, can you see him? My mind run wild when I read the Bible sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, I could see that king stand up. I could see him go over to the edge of that furnace. I kind of see him scratching his head. Then he begins to say this, hey, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, come out there. Come up hither. Come on. I'm telling you, and I'll just tell you how I kind of feel about it. You can fall out with me if you want to. I just say this. If the devil put me in there and the fourth man in the flame showed up, Jesus, I just tell you how I kind of feel about it. I just kind of feel like I'd have stayed down there in that furnace for a little while and said, come on in and get me, buddy. Hallelujah. You better turn it up. I'm telling you, I'd like to turn the tide on you. Hallelujah. I believe I could just walk around in the midst of that trial that some of you have been in, that the devil's been a torment you in. I'm telling you, I'd like to see somebody shout out that pew tonight. Hallelujah. And say, thank God. Hallelujah. Stop the end. Devil, you better look again.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I want the enemy to have to take another look.
Yeah.
Amen. They're still alive.
Hallelujah.
I'm telling you, we're still alive tonight.
That's God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my.
Glory.
Church has been under attack, brother. Glory. It ain't just here. And I ain't even been here to have to know it. I'm just telling you, we're in a spiritual warfare.
You're right.
Yeah. Like we have never seen before.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. But I want the devil to know something. Look around, devil, tonight.
Yes, God.
We're still here.
Woo!
And we're still holding on.
Woo!
Hallelujah. How'd that old song go? Hold the fort, for I am coming. I don't know all the words to it. How does it go? Oh, my. Somebody said, wave the answer back to heaven. By thy grace we will. We're going to hold on.
Yeah.
We're going to see what the end's going to be. I'm telling you, we're still here. We're still alive. Amen. The devil, no doubt, thought he had them. But God brung them out. Amen. I mean, look. Amen. Look at Job. The devil. devil thought he had him, took his health, his cattle, his children, even his wife turned against him. And my, what miserable comforters he had. But can I tell you, look again, devil. Look at what Job's got now. He got double for his trouble. I said he got double for his trouble. I'm telling you, look now. Look now, devil. Amen. He's got 10 children again. Amen. The devil thought he had the Gadarene man. He was bound. But one day Jesus stepped off the ship and all them devils had to flee and run into the swine and run violently down the hill and choke themselves in the lake. What are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you, I'm not believing this soul in the community that have to look again. How the drunkard's been delivered. How the addict's been delivered. Then people come out from the town and hear this man who was possessed by a legion of devils. I know we call him legion, but the Bible don't say that. Amen. That was the devil that spoke out of him. So I'm just going to call him the Gadarene man. Is that all right? Yeah. That Gadarene man was there. I'm telling you, can you see now? Here comes the crowd. Here comes the town. They're looking at this Gadarene man. And guess where he's at? He's clothed and in his right mind. And he's sitting right at the feet of Jesus. Woo! I'll tell you what, people can run around half naked. They ain't half in their right mind, Brother Tommy. Hallelujah to God. I'm preaching in this place. I'm telling you, the devil thought he had him. The devil thought he had that Gadarene man. But I'm telling you, when Jesus steps on the scene, brother, the devil's had to flee. Hallelujah. Just at the mention of his name.
Who am I? Lift your hands right there. I'm going to try to use some wisdom here. Oh my. Next time we see this Gadarene man, he's clothed and he's trying, amen, to get on the ship with the Lord and leave. Then the Lord tells him, said, now go back to your family. Go back home. And you publish it throughout all, amen, the land, throughout all the town, the great things that the Lord has done for thee. Amen. I want the devil to know he better look again. Amen. Oh, Daniel, servant of the living God. Is thy God whom thou servest able to deliver you from the lions? Daniel said, oh, king, live forever. Amen. My God has sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth. The lions can't even hurt me. The children of Israel were trapped at the Red Sea. I'm telling you, look again, what can I see? I see a highway across it. And the children of God are crossing across on dry land. Now they're across. Hallelujah. Moses, stretch your hand back out. How do you know what happened? God, the Lord himself, loosened those wheels off them chariots. Drowned, amen, those men there in the sea. I will tell you this. Amen, if you go on down in them scriptures, you'll read there where, amen, hallelujah, they looked back and they saw them bodies floating, amen, that day upon the seashore. I'll tell you this, if God delivers you from sin and drug and alcohol, don't you go back and look at that old man that God drowned out. Hallelujah, hear me. And hear me well tonight. Amen. This is what I want to say more than anything. You know what happened when they got over there? Oh, Miriam broke out a tambourine. Hallelujah. And she went to playing a song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What kind of song was it? It was a song of victory. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight, I feel like God's wanting to come by and give somebody a song. Amen. Where the devil is trying his best to beat you down and to make you be feel like you're in the mully grubs and in the mire. But I want somebody to know, I feel like God's wanting to give you a song in a strange land. I'm telling you, we're living in a strange land. But I feel like God's
I?
Yes, God.
I thought I heard a guy preaching this a little while back. Amen. In a church, amen. So-called holiness church, trying his best to encourage this church. Amen. That all they were doing was wanting, amen, a blessing in the last days. Amen. But that God's, other than the church, amen. I'm just telling you, man, this man had his mind made up. Brother, that all that church was doing was just trying to hang on until the Lord come.
Yeah.
I just tell you this, God ain't wanting us in retreat.
No.
Hallelujah. Uh-huh. But in the last days, saith God. Say who? Saith God. Uh-huh. I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh.
Right.
Hallelujah. Your sons and daughters are going to prophesy. Young men's going to have visions. Your old men's going to dream dreams upon my servants and upon my handmaids. I'm going to pour out my spirit, saith the Lord. What are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell you that church that I'm talking about may have been dead because they were trying to just hang on. I come to tell somebody God's church is in forward.
Right.
I'm marching on towards the city called New Jerusalem.
Woo.
Hallelujah. I just tell you this, brother, God ain't done saving. I've seen some, hey, we even got saved in this revival. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I've seen a lot of young children this year, Brother Tommy, that's got saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. I had how many? Two or three in that one revival, boys under the age of 12 years old, get full of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Over at Brother Mike Moore's. Amen. One of them little girls in that revival, Brother Tyler's, one of his, I can't remember which one it was. Hallelujah. Got filled with the Holy Ghost when we were there. And the other one got it at Brother Jerome's camp meeting. What are you trying to say? I'm trying to tell somebody, get up. I preach the gospel again. I sing the songs of Zion again. There's a lost and dying world that needs to be saved.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Oh my.
Holy, holy,
help
holy.
Me, Lord, get through this.
Holy, 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 Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You thought, amen, devil, you have the drunkard. You thought, amen, you have the alcoholic. But devil, I rebuke you with all your lies. Someone, amen, you're around is always negative. I want to tell you, stay away from them.
Right.
If all they got is negativity, stay away. Yeah. Amen, because this gospel is good news.
Yeah.
Amen, to the poor. Hallelujah, it's good news to the downhearted and to the brokenhearted and those that have a contrite spirit. I'm telling you, there's good news tonight. Hallelujah, what are you trying to say? Hallelujah, hallelujah, the devil would like to stop you from working for God. He'll say, you better not do that. You better not step out. You better not sing. You better not go down to the jail and preach Jesus. You better not go into the nursing home and start a ministry. You better not go out here on this street corner and preach Jesus. Well, I got news for the devil. I plan on going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every living creature. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's time, amen, it's high time. Hallelujah, God, just like Queen Esther, hallelujah, God had her set by for a special time, for such a time as this. I'm telling you, I'm sitting in a congregation today, and I want to tell you right now, God has chosen you. God has chosen this church. Hallelujah, why? For such a time as this. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's high time, brother. I said it's time to preach Jesus. Not just Jesus, but preach it like Paul said, him crucified, but not just crucified, but risen. And not just risen, but coming again. I'm telling you, this just sure as I'm standing here, the Lord is a coming. I said, our Lord is coming.
I feel like I lost some of you here tonight.
Come on now.
Come and make your way up here. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to be quick here.
Bless the Lord.
Come on, come on.
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. The devil wants it to look like it's the end for the church. I'm telling you, one of these brothers got to testify tonight. Amen. Telling about how God delivered them. Would you stand with me? I'm going to try to quit if I can.
Come on, brother. Come on.
Oh, God. If I get too long-winded, you sit back down. One man's, let me say this. One man, his wife would blow a kiss at him. Never get long-winded. She blew a kiss out of him from the crowd, you know, out there. You know what? Kiss, they had a little message there in it. Keep it short and sweet. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, my. I don't know if I'm going to be too short or sweet tonight. Hallelujah. I will tell somebody something. Hallelujah. I know, amen, I've been here with you in the service. Brother Troy, I'm just going to say it tonight. The devil may attack us when we walk outside of these doors, brother. I feel like saying this. I thank God I come in that night and your hand was all wrapped up. Amen. Had a chemo treatment. Amen. His hand had them blisters on it. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, just the next service, you know what I seen? Hallelujah. I seen him had that guitar out. And he was over there playing a little song for the Lord. Hallelujah. What are you trying to say, Brother David? I'm trying to tell somebody that feels down and out. Look again, devil. You know what I seen tonight? I seen Brother Troy come back into the house of God. Hallelujah. You know what I seen, sis? I can't remember your name. I'm sorry. I'm bad with names. But I tell you what I seen tonight. I seen her come back for the fifth time. Hallelujah. I'm telling you tonight. I know that makes the devil mad. I said, I know it makes the devil mad. But I'm telling you tonight, I'd like for him to have to take a double take. Hallelujah. It's God's church. Hallelujah. God's bringing life back into the church. Oh, my. She begins to sing. I feel like just opening the altar tonight. Maybe you're not able to come up here. Maybe you're not physically able to. Hallelujah. I'm no brother.
The enemy's always watching. Just waiting for me to fall. I've come through the valley of the shadow of death, and I'll fear no evil at all. I've got victory.
Maybe you're here.
Oh, I've got victory.
I just feel like telling you, you need victory tonight.
I've got victory.
I want you to know. God can quit such flames and act by refurbishment. He can help you. So I'm done tonight. You need help coming to these altars. You need deliverance in your soul. Come to this altar. You need a touch in your body. Come to this altar. You can't tonight. Kneel where you're at. Pray. Seek the face of the Lord. Let's begin to call upon the Lord.
Oh, no.